سورة الرحمن. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الرحمن علم القرآن، خلق الإنسان، علمه البيان. الرحمن the most gracious. He has taught the Quran. He has created man and he has taught him speech. Now here we find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts by telling us about his rahmah, about his mercy and about his love for us. What is the greatest gift of love that Allah has given us? You ask different people, what's the greatest blessing in your life? Some would say maybe my parents. Some would say maybe my children. Some would say my land or my wealth. Allah says, علم القرآن. He has taught you this Quran. This Quran is the greatest gift that Allah has bestowed upon us. خلق الإنسان. And after the Quran, Allah mentions that He created man. علمه البيان. He taught him speech. See, Allah mentions His most beautiful quality. Then He mentions the most beautiful gift He gave us. Then He mentions the most beautiful creation, Ashraful Makhluqat. لَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ. We honored the children of Adam. لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. We created man in the most beautiful of molds. And then, عَلَّمَهُ الْبَيَانِ. The most precious gift given to man, the gift of articulate speech. See, it's this which sets us apart from the rest of creation. As Allah tells us in the Quran, that إِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُصَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ. Everything in the universe is glorifying His praise. وَلَكِنْ لَا تَفْقَحُونَ تَصْبِيحَهُمْ. But you do not understand their tasbih. What then is it that sets man apart, that makes him the best of creation? This gift of communication, this gift of speech. What is speech? The correlation of meaning and sound. Allah says, عَلَّمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَاءَ كُلَّهَا. And then Allah tells Adam alayhi salam, O Adam, tell them of these secrets of the universe. This is what makes man ashraful makhluqat. This gift of communication. This gift of explanation. See, if you think about it, a child is born and he cannot speak properly. He's just gurgling. And that's why Isa alayhi salam's miracle is that he speaks when he's a child. And then, at the age of 2, this child is communicating. And we just take this amazing miracle for granted. عَلَّمَهُ الْبَيَانِ. It is Allah who has taught him how to communicate. الشَّمْسُ وَالْقَمَرُ بِحُسْتَانِ. The sun and the moon run on their courses. Now if you look at the link between the first 3 verses, Allah says, الرحمن taught us the Quran. He created man and taught him the power of speech and communication. لِتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ. So you become witnesses for the rest of mankind. So you convey this Quran that you have learned to the rest of mankind. The sun and the moon run on their courses, calculated with measured out stages for each reckoning. And the stars and the trees prostrate themselves to Allah. And the heavens, He has raised it high, and He has set up the balance, in order that you may not transgress the balance. And observe the weight with justice and do not make the balance deficient. And we find that when we have started abusing the earth's resources, that's when disaster has struck us. And the earth, وَدَعَهَا لِلْأَنَامِ. He has laid it down for the creatures. Therein are fruits and date palms, producing sheathed fruit stalks, and also corn with its leaves, and stalk for fodder, and sweet-scented plants. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Then which of the blessings of your Lord will you both deny? Who are both of these people? Man and jinn. Man and jinn, both given free will, both given the choice to obey or disobey, to thank or be ungrateful. Now Allah says, which of the blessings of your Lord? Rabb is not just the creator. He has nourished us. He is sustaining us every second of the day. Every breath we take, we depend upon Him. We cannot avert a sudden heart attack. We can't avert a sudden earthquake. Can we protect our families from any sudden disaster befalling them? One accident, that's all it takes. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Take a stock of the blessings in your life, of your wealth, of your knowledge, of your time, of your energies, of your health, all the talents of your children, of your houses, of your spouses, of your family members, of your friends. Everything we have, everything we had, everything we ever will have. إن تعدوا نعمة الله لا تحصوها. You just try counting the blessings of Allah. We cannot even thank Him for our eyes. We cannot even thank Him for the gift of speech, for the gift of motion. Blessings that are hidden, blessings that are obvious, blessings that we take for granted, blessings that we don't even think about, that we don't even realize. Allah says, فَبِأَيِّ عَلَىٰي رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Which blessings are you denying? Which blessings are you denying? See, if you give someone something and then they turn away, you say how ungrateful you are. A mother tells a child, have you forgotten all that I've done for you? Allah asks us, which of my blessings are you denying? That you say, oh, I'm angry with Allah and Allah has not been kind to me and I'm not ready to obey Allah. Which blessings will you deny? Can we thank Allah enough for our mothers, for our parents, for our loved ones? Think about it. فَبِأَيَّ عَلَىٰي رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Which blessings of your Lord will you both deny? He created man from sounding clay, like the clay of pottery. And the jinn, He created from a smokeless flame of fire. What are we to begin with? A drop of liquid, disgusting fluid. What do we become? See how Allah nurtures us, and how we grow, and how we gain strength and intellectual understanding till we reach maturity. فَبِأَيَّ عَلَىٰ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Which of the blessings of your Lord will you both deny? Lord of the two Easts, Lord of the two Wests. فَبِأَيَّ عَلَىٰ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. He has created this universe for us with night and day. Which of the blessings of your Lord will you both deny? He has let loose the two seas meeting together. Between them is a barrier which none can transgress. فَبِأَيَّ عَلَىٰ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Which of the blessings of your Lord will you both deny? Out of them both come out pearl and coral. فَبِأَيَّ عَلَىٰ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Then which of the blessings of your Lord will you both deny? His are the ships going and coming in the seas like mountains. He's taught us how to harness those resources. He's given us the intellect with which to come up with this technology. فَبِأَيِّ عَلَىٰ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Which of the blessings of your Lord will you both deny? كُلُّ مَنْ عَلَيْهَا فَانِ. Everyone is dying. Everyone will perish. وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. And the being of your Lord, full of majesty, full of dignity will remain. فَبِأَيِّ عَلَىٰ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Have you thanked Allah for the time you have in this world? How do we thank Him? By obeying Him, by serving His deen. Which of the blessings of your Lord will you both deny? Every creature in the heavens and the earth begs of Him. And every day Allah is engaged in some affair. He has to answer all the du'as made by all the people on this universe. فَبِأَيِّ عَلَىٰ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Which of the blessings of your Lord will you both deny? It's as if Allah is asking us incredulously, what is it? What is it that's keeping you in such ingratitude, in such stubbornness? You know you're the beggars before Allah. Then which of the blessings of your Lord will you both deny? We shall attend to you, O you two burden, men and jinn. فَبِأَيِّ عَلَىٰ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Then which of the blessings of your Lord will you both deny? O assembly of jinn and men, if you have power to pass beyond the zones of the heaven and the earth, then pass beyond them. But you will never be able to pass beyond them except with force. Allah reminds us, if you transcend the boundaries of space, and that too is from Allah. فَبِأَيَّ عَلَىٰ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Which of the blessings of your Lord will you both deny? They will be sent against both of you, smokeless flames of fire and molten brass, and you will not be able to defend yourself. فَبِأَيَّ عَلَىٰ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Then which of the blessings of your Lord will you both deny? Then when the heaven is rent asunder and it becomes rosy like red oil or red hide, فَبِأَيَّ عَلَىٰ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Then which of the blessings of your Lord will you both deny? So on that day, no question will be asked of man or jinn as to his sin. everyone will have their amalnama before them. وَبِأَيَّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Then which of the blessings of your Lord will you both deny?
يُعْرَفُ الْمُجْرِمُونَ بِسِيمَاهُمْ فَيُؤْخَذُ بِالنَّوَاصِي وَالْأَقْدَامِ. The mujrimun will be known by their marks, and they will be seized by their forelocks and their feet.
وَبِأَيَّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. هَذِهِ جَهَنَّمُ. This is the hell which the criminals denied. They will go between it and the fierce boiling water. فَبِأَيَّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Then which of the blessings of your Lord will you both deny? Why is hell mentioned as a blessing over here? Allah is warning us about it. That's why Allah taught us in the beginning, عَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ. He has taught you this Qur'an. He has taught you how to save yourself, and He has warned you from destroying yourself. So Allah mentions hell here, and this warning is a rahmah. Not that Allah let us do what we wanted and then on the day of judgment you discover that, oh, this is what lies in store for those who disobeyed. No, Allah warns us again and again, and this is a mercy.
وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانِ.
But as for him who fears the standing before his Lord. Do we think about that day? Do we think about that moment when we will be summoned, standing before Allah and the rest of mankind? Him who fears the standing before his Lord, Jannatan, two gardens. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Then which of the blessings of your Lord will you both deny? With spreading branches. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Then which of the blessings of your Lord will you both deny? In them will be two springs flowing forth. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Then which of the blessings of your Lord will you both deny? In them will be every kind of fruit in pairs. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Then which of the blessings of your Lord will you both deny? Reclining upon the couches, lined with silk brocade, and the fruits of the two gardens will be near at hand. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Think about it, people. Which of the blessings of your Lord will you both deny? Wherein both will be chaste females with whom no man or jinn has touched before them. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Then which of the blessings of your Lord will you both deny? As if they are rubies and coral. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Then which of the blessings of your Lord will you both deny? Someone once asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, will these hoors be superior to the worldly women, to the women of Jannah? And he told them that no, the Muslim women, the women who reach Jannah, are superior to the hoors, because they will have reached Jannah through their efforts, through prayers and fasting and pleasing Allah. Just as man is superior to the angels, why? Because when man worships Allah, it's of his own free will, not because he's been programmed for goodness. هَلْ جَزَاءُ الْإِحْسَانِ إِلَّا الْإِحْسَانِ. Is there any reward for perfection other than perfection? What is ihsan? أَنْ تَعْبُدَ اللَّهَ كَأَنَّكَ تَرَاهُ. When you worship Allah as if you can see Him. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Then which of the blessings of your Lord will you both deny? And besides these two, there are two other gardens for those who didn't make it to the level of the sabiqeen, but they made it to Jannah. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Then which of the blessings of your Lord will you both deny? Dark green in color. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Then which of the blessings of your Lord will you both deny? In them both will be two springs gushing forth. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Then which of the blessings of your Lord will you both deny? In them will be fruits and date palms and pomegranates. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Then which of the blessings of your Lord will you both deny? Therein will be fair wives. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Then which of the blessings of your Lord will you both deny? Fair females guarded in pavilions. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Then which of the blessings of your Lord will you both deny? With whom no man or jinn has touched before them. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Then which of the blessings of your Lord will you go deny? مبتكئين على رفرف خضر وعبقري حسان, reclining on green cushions and rich beautiful mattresses. فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان. Think about it, analyze it. Which of the blessings of your Lord will you both deny? تبارك اسم ربك ذي الجلال والإكرام. Subhanallah. Blessed be the name of your Lord, the owner of majesty and honor.